Hello, everybody. This is Soul School Lesson 90, and this is Lisa DeLay, your host of Spark My Muse and Soul School. It is the first episode of 2018, and I'm excited to bring it to you. I'm excited for a new year coming up, and normally on these types of shows, I might come out with something like resolutions or goals or looking forward or a year in review, something like that. And this year, as I was trying to review the year of 2017 and looking forward, I thought I would do something very different than I normally do. Usually I really look back at the year and I decide what was good about it, what was bad about it, what I want to keep, what I want to leave behind, and start making some sort of list of what I would like to do in the new year, as a lot of people do. And I think it's a great way to reflect and set goals and things like that. But 2017 was just such a weird year in so many ways for America, for the world, for my own life. And there were plenty of good things that happened, but it was also just seemingly disorienting to me personally. And so what I wanted to do was just kind of try something different. Poetry has been making a real big difference in my life in the last few months, kind of squeezing into these little gaps, creating a lot of new space for me and new ways of thinking. I decided that I was going to allow myself to be inspired by new things. And some of the things I'll share with you today are reflections on that, and also some of the thoughts by Rainer Maria Rilke, a poet and writer born December 4th, 1875, and who died December 29th, 1926. Quite a famous poet whose work I have mentioned here before, but I wanted to go into some more of his work. Another upcoming thing that will be happening in February next month is I will be going to the gathering that On Being will be having at the 1440 Multiversity in Santa Cruz, California. This is going to be a really exciting time of meeting a lot of people that I've been really inspired by, but I am still saving up for the flight. I don't have quite all the money I need for that yet. And if you'd like to donate to help me with my travel expenses, you can do so at sparkmymuse.com, and there's a donate button there. Anything you donate will be going directly to help my travel expenses with that. I still need about $800 for my flight and my incidental expenses, taxis and things like that. And anything you can help with would be so greatly appreciated. The quote by Rilke I wanted to mention talks a lot about living meaningfully into the questions. That is really what I want to do in this new year. It's a much more amorphous kind of goal than specific goals. And I imagine that specific goals will come out of those things and come out of some of the connections and people I meet along the way in this new year. But living into the questions is something that sounds really amorphous. But it's actually not, because we tend to have very similar questions that follow us through life. The questions we ask ourselves usually tend to be the same sorts of questions asked over and over to ourselves, and they take slightly different forms, but they usually tend to be along the same lines. Rilke talks about all that is unsolved in our hearts. He writes a letter to a young artist, and he says, "I want to beg you, as much as I can, dear sir, to be patient toward all that is unsolved in your heart, and to try to love the questions themselves like locked rooms and like books that are written in a very foreign tongue. Do not now seek the answers, which cannot be given you because you would not be able to live them. And the point is to live everything. Live the questions now. Perhaps you will then gradually, without noticing it, live along some distant day into the answer." Let's think about that for a second. Live the questions now. The point is to live everything. Live the questions now. Perhaps you will then gradually, without noticing it, live along some distant day into the answer. That is a powerful thing, that we live out our questions to get to answers. And I think sometimes we hope that our answers will be delivered straight to us, almost like a package, all in one piece, but they don't get delivered that way. Not the questions that are most potent to us, that we want to have answered the most. Goes on to say, your doubt may become a good quality if you train it. It must become knowing. It must become critical. Ask it whenever it wants to spoil something for you, why something is ugly. Demand proofs from it, test it, and you will find it perplexed and embarrassed perhaps, or perhaps rebellious. But don't give in, insist on arguments, and act this way, watchful and consistent every single time. And the day will arrive from when a destroyer, it will become one of your best workers, perhaps the cleverest of all that are building at your life. And to reflect on that a bit, I think it's going to be wise for me, and perhaps for some of you, to push against the habit of accepting easy answers. The world right now is full of easy answers, and some of our leaders are good at making quick, easy answers that are simplistic and not good at waiting or living out the questions. And there's a laziness of accepting things at first glance and making a quick answer out of those questions. But living in the in-between, living in the space before you know something, the time of questions before the answer arrives, is this space of patience where wisdom comes to us slowly by drips. There's this laziness of knowing the answers that reminds me of death. There's also a curiosity of examining the questions and living them all out that reminds me of life. So taking them, these questions, bit by bit, we do that afraid and we do that unafraid. We're brave and cowardly at the same time when we do this. We embrace them as sort of lovable orphans, these questions, but we also wrestle them at times too, as if they're opponents or challengers. Because in embracing and wrestling these questions, we are making something of ourselves. We are undoing and making something of ourselves all at once. Making friends with the questions is important, but also it's important to put them on the observation table too and see what they're made of. You don't get the answers and they don't come through the mail or through special delivery. They do come by living them out. And many times this means that they come quite slowly when we want the opposite to happen. When you look back at your life, say after a decade or maybe more, you can see how the questions were shaped, kind of like vines intertwined with your life, like vines can appear on a tree after a long while. There are these thick ropes that intertwine around a tree. And they come with the people you encounter, and the answers didn't have words even sometimes, but they came through experiences and moods and pains and wonders. The answers were partial sometimes and temporary sometimes, but also sometimes eternal and even existential to us as well. And they came really marvelously that way. As you look back, you see how the answers are questions lived out. Your life will speak the answers to you as it sweeps back over the same material you're not learning the first time, but the answers will always involve more questions that take you deeper, deeper into the very heart of yourself and to the very heart of being itself. When a person is standing in the sand and they ask you how to swim, you take that person into the water. And even then, those answers are only found when that person's feet have stopped touching the ground. The more questions come when one wonders how floating happens. If the concept hasn't been experienced bodily, that mystery of floating is hard to comprehend without living it out, without experiencing that question, how in the world do I float? The answers about water happen in water, by splashing and stroking and allowing it to be real. You might be ready to live richly into the questions. You may be ready to patiently move toward all that is unsolved in your heart and give yourself the gift that the traveler gives himself, to be surprised along the way, to be enchanted by new sights and sounds and smells and strangers, and to be ready and willing for the journeying, whatever may come. A traveler does this knowing that the destination is not the only part of the traveling, but the traveling itself is the gift. If there's any wisdom I can give you, as you explore and start out on a new year of living into the questions, it is just to consider this. Consider very deeply, what are your most pressing questions at the very heart of you? Just consider them right now. Ask yourself quietly in your mind, what are my deepest questions in the unsolved parts of my heart? What the questions are tell us who we are, and we might try to answer them quickly. The quick answers tell us a lot about our fears. Knowing our fears, of course, teaches us a lot about ourselves, but it doesn't really teach us about our questions and finding the answers to them. That still only happens by living them out in spite of our fears. As we enter into this new year, or whenever you're listening to this, as you listen to this sometime, you'll be able to accept the invitation of living out your questions and embracing them or wrestling them. And it takes a lot of bravery, and it may take someone to walk along with you. That's why I always offer each episode companion show notes and reflection questions for each episode at the Patreon page for each episode. That can be found at patreon.com/sparkmymuse. And to get in on show notes for each episode is only $1 for a month. You can get all the bonuses that way. There's sometimes pictures and links and other reference material, and you'll get 4 or 5 episodes that way, depending on the month. It's just $1. And higher donation amounts get you into more goodies and more special things. But I thank you for listening now, and I thank you for having the courage to live into your questions and journey along with me in this new year. It means a lot to me that you listen to the episode and that you share it with others so more people can come along. And I wish you the very best in this new year.